Good morning.
早安。
My name is Caleb, and I'm a student ministry here at Golden Gate.
我是 Caleb, 我是金门教会的青年事工传道。
Yesterday I was watching the news.
昨天我在读新闻。
And I saw that there was a lot of North Korea and South Korea news on TV.
有很多关于这个南韩跟北韩他们的新闻。
And what was happening yesterday was pretty amazing. North Korea and South Korea were meeting together to talk about peace.
很令人惊讶的是，南北韩这两个好像是死对头，他们在一起的领袖在一起的协商和平的事情。
And usually when I hear about North Korea on the news, I usually don't think about peace.
通常当我们想到北韩这个国家的时候，我们可能很难想到和平。
And usually when I turn on the news, I'm not...happy after I watch the news.
而通常当我每天在看新闻的时候，当我看了之后，我通常心里是不开心的。
But yesterday I was very happy that South Korea and North Korea were talking about peace.
但昨天当我看到这样的一个新闻，我心里是感到非常的开心欣慰。
And I have many Korean friends who are very concerned about all of this, and they all have told me that they are very happy as well.
我有许多韩国的朋友，他们常常为着他们国家的和平跟处境非常的担忧。当他们看到这样的新闻的时候，他们也表达他们非常的高兴。
Now, usually when after I finish watching the news, I'm not usually happy. I'm usually sad after I watch the news.
当我看了新闻之后，我通常不会很开心，甚至有可能会很难过。
And many times I'm worried after I watch.
也很多时候我看了之后我非常的担心忧虑。
Because the news covers so many bad things that are happening in this world.
因为在新闻当中讲到许多世界上不好的事情正在发生。
There's wars overseas.
可能在世界的另一端正有战争。
There are people hurting each other.
人们互相的伤害。
There are natural disasters happening.
可能有自然的灾害发生。
There are problems with our economy.
在我们的经济可能也出了问题。
There are political troubles.
在政治上也有问题。
And there's an endless list of trouble and worries that are reported on the news.
在新闻当中就好像有没有办法结束的清单一样，有许多令人忧心的问题。
And it's not just trouble in the news.Many times when I look at our own lives, there's a lot of trouble in our own lives.
在新闻当中有这样许多令人困扰、烦扰的事，而在我们自己的生命当中也有许多这样的事情。
If many times in our lives we have family problems.
很多的时候在我们的生命生活当中，可能有家庭的问题。
I was just talking to some teenagers on Friday that they have final exams coming up.
我跟一个学生谈话，他可能他在再来就有这个期末考要来到。
And they're worried about making good grades and passing their classes.
那他们为着他们的功课学业感到非常的忧虑。
Parents are worried.
父母也感到忧虑。
Parents have to work.
父母需要工作。
Parents have their parents to take care of.
父母也有他们的父母需要照顾。
Parents are worried about whether they have enough money for retirement.
父母可能也担心经济的问题能不能顺利的退休。
Parents are worried about their kids making a living and doing well in their academics.
那父母也为着孩子，也为着家庭的生活感到忧心。
There's many, many things in our lives that trouble us and that worry us.
每一天在我们的生命当中都有很多的事情可以使我们来忧虑。
And my question to all of you today is, do you feel worried about anything?
而我向大家问一个问题，你们感到忧虑吗？
For me, I struggle with that question many times.
对我自己而言，我常常在这样的问题当中感到困扰。
If you're worried about something today, then Jesus offers you some hope.
如果你也有这样子的一个感受，今天耶稣会提供给我们一个解答，一个盼望。
Starting in John chapter 13, verse 33 and 36.
在约翰福音的十三章三十三节、三十六节那边有讲到。
My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I'm going, you cannot come.
小子们， 我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。
And verse 36, Simon Peter asked him, Lord, where are you going?
在36节，西门彼得就问耶稣说，主啊，你要往哪里去呢？
And Jesus replied, where I'm going, you cannot follow, but you will follow later.
耶稣回答说，我所去的地方你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。
And Jesus tells his disciples that he's going to be with them only a little bit longer.
耶稣在这边跟他的门徒说，我跟你在一起的时间不多了。
He's giving them hints of, about his death.
耶稣在这里是暗示在门给门徒说，在过不多久他就要受难。
He's telling his disciples, I will be dying soon, and you cannot follow me there.
他告诉这些门徒说，我即将就要上十字架去受难，而你们没有办法这样子继续的跟从我。
And throughout the previous chapters, Jesus had already been giving a few hints to the disciples, and even the following chapters after this.
而在福音书的前几章，其实耶稣已经不断的提到自己即将要受难。
And I wonder what the disciples'reaction to this would be.
我常常会思想，当耶稣这样说的时候，门徒他们的心理反应会是如何。
We don't see what the disciples' reaction was, but we see what Jesus' reaction was to their reaction.
在圣经里面可能没有直接的记载门徒的反应，但是当我们看耶稣对门徒所说的话，我们可能可以猜想到门徒当时候的反应是如何。
This is Jesus' reaction to them.
这里耶稣继续说。
Okay. Verse 1.Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled.
在约翰福音的十四章一节，耶稣说，你们信神也当信我。你们心里不要忧虑。
If Jesus had to tell them, do not be troubled, how do you think the disciples were feeling?
如果圣经这边记载，耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁，那你认为门徒当时候的反应是如何呢？
Jesus probably saw that the disciples were troubled.
耶稣大概看到门徒他们的内心，他们的表情是透露出许多的忧虑跟不安。
This word troubled is an inward commotion. It's a disturbed feeling. It's confusion. It's concern. It's worry.
这个忧愁呢，是一个心里的一些重担，许多的困惑，许多的烦恼跟不确定。
The disciples were troubled.
门徒们他们心里有忧虑。
If your friend told you that he was going to die soon, how would you feel?
如果你的朋友告诉你说他即将就要死了，你会有什么样的反应呢？
Would you be worried if your friend told you that they were dying soon?
你会感到忧愁吗？
I think you would be very concerned.
我相信你一定会感到非常的忧虑。
The disciples were really troubled, deeply troubled by Jesus' comment that he was going to be dying soon.
而门徒在这边也因着耶稣告诉他们这样子的话，他们心里非常的忧虑。
I don't think they understood why Jesus was telling them this.
我想他们一定不能明白为什么耶稣要告诉他们这样的话。
But Jesus continues on in verse 1, You believe in God, believe also in me.
但耶稣继续说到，你们信神也当信我。
My father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have not told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come backand take you to be with me that you may that you also may be where I am.
我去若是为你们预备那个地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
You know the way to the place where I'm going.
而我往哪里去你们知道。
Verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?
在第五节多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么能知道那条路呢？
Jesus answered,I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣就回答说，我是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
My question to you guys today is, are any of you troubled today?
我们当中有任何的人今天有忧愁、有忧虑吗？
Do you feel like life is too much?
你认为你的生活当中有很多的不确定吗？
Do you feel confused?
你有没有感到有困惑？
Are you worried or uncertain?
你有没有感到有烦恼和不确定？
Then Jesus' words here are for you today.
如果有的话，耶稣今天这边的话是对你说的。
What's the answer to our worry and our troubled hearts?
这里提供我们忧愁的心有一个解答。
It says in verse 1, to believe in God and to believe in Jesus.
在第一节说到相信上帝和相信耶稣。
If you're feeling troubled today, then trust in Jesus.
如果你今天感到忧愁愁烦的话，相信上帝，相信耶稣吧。
And why should you trust in Jesus?
为什么呢？
Verse 6。
因为在这边圣经说到
says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为这边耶稣说到我就是道路、真理、生命。
And we're going to explore what it means when Jesus says that he's the way, the truth, and the life, and how knowing that can lead us out of our confusion and our troubled hearts.
而今天我们就要来探讨耶稣说这个话是什么意思，并且可以用这些知识帮助我们在我们面对我们的困惑跟不确定。
And first, Jesus says that he's the way.
首先耶稣说到他是道路。
And notice that Jesus doesn't say that he's a way, he says actually he's the way.
首先耶稣在这边说他不是说到他只是一条道路，而是说他是那个唯一的道路。
And the following sentence makes it very clear that he's the only way to get to the Father, and the Father is God.
若我们看下文的话，我们可以很清楚地看到，他是唯一可以到父神那里去的道路。
So what does Jesus mean by saying that he's the way?
所以当耶稣说他是道路是什么意思呢？
In verse 4 it says that Jesus is the way to that place.
在第四节说到我往哪里去你们知道。
And the place is what he describes as his father's house with many rooms.
而他说到那个地方是父神的家，有许多的房间。
And what is this house? What is this father's house?
那这是什么地方呢？这个父神的家是什么样子呢？
God's house is a figure of speech for heaven.
父神的家其实就是天堂。
Jesus himself will prepare a place for us in heaven.
耶稣去那里预备地方。
And he will do this when we believe in him and put our trust in him.
而当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，他就为我们预备那个地方。
When Jesus says he's the way, he means that he's the way to heaven.
当耶稣说他是道路的时候，他的意思是他是那条通往道路天堂的道路。
And he's the way to gain access to God.
他也是那一个可以让我们跟父神连结的道路。
And he's the only way to do that.
而他是那个唯一的道路。
The Jewish religious leaders during Jesus' day definitely didn't think that Jesus was the way.
在耶稣时代的那些宗教领袖非常明显的绝对不会认为耶稣是道路。
They didn't think that Jesus was God's savior to them.
他们也不认为耶稣就是那一位上帝差派来的救主。
They thought that the savior from God would be the king of the Jews.
他们认为从上帝而来的救世主应该是犹太人的王。
They believe that he would be a political leader.
他应该是一个政治上的领袖。
And that number two, the savior from God would destroy the enemies of Israel.
他们也认为，若耶稣是那位救世主，他来的话，应该要打倒辖制犹太人的，也就是罗马帝国。
The enemies of Israel at the time was Rome.
在那时候，就是罗马帝国是辖制犹太人的。
And the third one, they believed that the Savior from God would establish an actual kingdom of Israel, a literal country in the Middle East.
而在当时候的人，他们也认为，上帝差派来的救世主要建立一个犹太王国，是一个地上的国度。
And fourth, they believed that evil and tyranny would not be able to stand against Jesus or the Messiah's leadership.
而当救世主来的时候，那个邪恶和暴政没有办法跟这个救世主的领导来相抗衡。
And lastly, that all the nations in the world would look to this Savior for guidance.
最后，他们也相信世上的万国都要来朝见这位救世主，来寻求这个救世主的指引。
The problem for the Jewish leaders during Jesus' day was that he didn't fulfill their expectations of the Savior.
所以当时候问题对这些犹太的宗教领袖来说，耶稣并没有满足以上所说的这些期待。
And since Jesus didn't fulfill their expectations, he couldn't be the way or the Messiah.
所以既然是这样，他们就没有办法接受耶稣是那一条道路。
Following Jesus' way was not lining up with their idea of their future Savior and their future King.
跟从耶稣跟他们所认为那将要来的犹太人的王有冲突，他们没有办法看到一致性。
If you look at Jesus' way, Jesus' way was the way of serving the poor.
如果你看一下耶稣他的行事为人，他走的道路是一个帮助穷乏人的道路。
Jesus' way was loving his enemies.
耶稣的道路是一个爱仇敌的道路。
It was healing the sick.
是医治疾病的道路。
It was casting out demons from the oppressed.
他也驱逐那些邪灵。
Jesus' way was to die for our sins.
耶稣的道路是一条为我们的罪而牺牲的道路。
Jesus' way was the way of self-sacrifice and self-denial.
是一条为了别人自我牺牲、自我否认的道路。
And the Jewish leaders of his day didn't like that way.
而当时候的犹太领袖并不喜欢这样的方式。
They didn't think that the Savior of their world was going to look like Jesus.
他们不认为这个要来的救世主会是像耶稣这样子。
Our world today also doesn't like Jesus.
而我们今天所处的环境，世界也一样不喜欢耶稣基督。
They have problems with Jesus saying that he's the only way.
我们所处的时代对于耶稣宣称自己是唯一的道路感到非常的不高兴，无法接受。
Let me give you one example.
让我给你一个例子。
This is a picture from the 2001 presidential inauguration of George W. Bush.
这是在2001年当时候布希当选美国的总统的就职典礼。
And every inauguration has someone to give the opening prayer and the closing prayer.
在美国总统的就职典礼上，总是会有人做开始的祷告和结束的祷告。
And the prayers are usually done by a pastor.
而祷告通常是有一位牧师。
Or a Catholic bishop or even a Jewish rabbi.
或是天主教的神父，甚至是犹太的拉比来做的。
I was watching this inauguration on TV in college when Franklin Graham said a prayer that really made the TV analysts angry.
我当时候是大学的时候，我也在通过电视看这个就职典礼的转播。那当时候葛福林牧师祷告的时候，他的祷告激怒了许多的记者。
And it was his last sentence that made the analyst angry.
而就是这个葛福林牧师的最后的一句话，让许多的人不高兴。
At the very end of his prayer, Franklin Graham said this, "We pray all this in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Lord, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen."
在这个祷告的最后，葛福林牧师说：“我们奉天父上帝、圣子耶稣基督的名以及圣灵的名来祷告，阿门。”
And then the TV anchor got very angry.
然后这些电视的记者、评论、政治的评论家就非常的恼怒。
Do you notice any difference in Franklin Graham's final prayer?
你有看到在这个最后的句子里面有什么样不同吗？
He added that the Son was Jesus Christ.
他特别的强调了那圣子就是耶稣基督。
And as I was watching the news coverage, the TV anchors said, Pastor Graham should not have mentioned Jesus' name.
而当时候这个有一个政论的分析家就在电视上说，这个葛福林牧师他不应该提到耶稣的名字。
He should have let everyone decide who the Father and who the Son and who the Holy Spirit was for themselves.
他应该让大众自己决定他们的父、他们的圣子、他们的圣灵是谁。
And I was confused because this is how we normally end our prayers.
我听了之后，我非常的感到莫名其妙跟糊涂。
And it was at this point when I realized that everyone who was watching the inauguration didn't think that we were praying Christian prayers.
但也通过这个事情，我才知道原来并不是所有的人都认为我们祷告的对象是基督教所说的那一位神。
They weren't even thinking that we were praying to a Christian God.
他们不认为这个圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神是我们祷告的对象。
I think they were thinking that you could pray to your own version of Father and your own version of Son and your own version of Holy Spirit.
可能每个人他自己都有他自己心里所定义的一位神。
And once Franklin Graham said the name Jesus Christ, then everyone else's versions were wrong.
所以当葛福林牧师一说到，特别说到耶稣基督的名字的时候，就好像在说你们其他人所祷告的对象是错的。
And this is why I say today in our culture, people don't like it when Jesus says he's the only way.
所以这也是为什么我刚刚说，今天的世界有许多人不喜欢耶稣是那唯一的道路。
Because the culture today wants to accommodate everybody and all religions.
因为今天普世的价值跟文化好像是想要包容多元。
This culture believes that everyone has some kind of truth to contribute.
这个文化相信每一个人都有在真理上可以有某些的贡献。
One teenager one time asked me, don't all the religions bring you to God?
有一次有一个青少年就问我，不是所有的宗教都能够把人带到神那里吗？
Can't I just choose whatever religion I like and then I'll get to God?
所以我能不能就自己选择一个宗教，然后我就可以跟上帝亲近呢？
I told her that her idea was wrong.
我告诉她说这样的想法其实是有偏差的。
The other religions will tell you to follow and they'll show you the way to God.
其他的宗教可能告诉你有什么道路可以到神那里。
But Jesus says he's the only way that who can show you to God.
但耶稣他自己说，我就是道路。
The other religions will tell you to follow and they'll tell you how to find truth.
其他的宗教他们教你许多的方式，怎么样去寻找到真理。
But Jesus says that he's the only source of truth. There's no other source of truth outside of him.
但耶稣说他自己就是真理，在其他的地方你找不到真理。
The other religions tell you to follow and they will show you the way to salvation.
其他的宗教他可以告诉你用什么样的方式可以得到救恩。
And Jesus says he's the only way to eternal life.
但耶稣说他自己就是永生，就是生命。
And the main difference is that Jesus claimed to be God.
而这最大的不同就是耶稣他自己表明他是神。
And that leads me to the second point where Jesus says he's the truth.
这也让我在这边有一个转折到，当耶稣说他自己是真理。
When someone says that something is true, what does that mean?
当有人说某件事是真理的时候，是什么意思呢？
It means that whatever they said is right all the time.
这个意思是这件事永远是对的，或他不论说什么，他都是对的。
So for example, if I told you that 1 plus 1 equals 2 is true, then 1 plus 1 equals 2 is right all the time.
所以也就是说，当我告诉你1加1等于2，这是一个真理的时候，也就是说，不论你把1加1放在什么样的地方，那个真理，这个答案永远都是二。
So when Jesus says that he's the truth, he's saying that he's right all the time.
所以当耶稣说他是真理的时候，也就是说他永远都是对的。
And who's the only person who can ever be right all the time?
但是有谁是可以永远都是对的呢？
That's God.
只有神可以。
God is able to be right all the time because he's all powerful, he's all knowing, he's everywhere, and he made everything.
只有上帝可以永远的正确，因为他是有全能，他是全知，他无所不在。
And that's the reason why God is the truth.
这也是为什么上帝是真理。
And when Jesus says that he's the truth, he's saying that he's God.
而当耶稣说他自己是真理的时候，也等同于他在说他自己就是神。
The problem was that the Jewish leaders during Jesus' time, thought that many things that Jesus said were not true at all.
但是在当时候的犹太的宗教领袖不认为耶稣所说的话是真理。
And this was the one that irritated the Jewish leaders the most, that Jesus said that he was God.
而这也是其中一个最让犹太领袖恼怒的因为耶稣宣称自己就是神。
Do you know what the consequence for saying that you are God is?
你知道在当时候你如果宣称自己是神的一个结果是什么吗？
The Jewish leaders were required to kill you if you said that you were God.
犹太的宗教领袖他们可以有权利处死你。
But many times Jesus would say and hint at it that he was God.
但很多很多次的在福音书当中都耶稣都表明宣称自己就是神。
And the Jews would pick up rocks and be ready to kill him.
而这些犹太领袖他们都预备好想要捡起石头来丢死耶稣。
And the reason why death was a penalty or the reason why this was a case was that anyone who said that they were God were guilty of blasphemy.
而在当时候是因为当有人宣称自己是神的时候他就犯了亵渎的罪。
Blasphemy is talking bad about God.
亵渎就是是一个比较文雅的修辞，它的意思就是你可能在说上帝是不够好的，不好的。
And any human who claimed to be God was guilty of blasphemy or talking bad. about God.
那任何人宣称自己就是神，就犯了亵渎的罪。
Because there's no way that a little human being could be the same as the perfect God.
而那个原因是因为我们人都是不完全的，我们没有办法跟永生完全的神同等。
And that's why they were required to kill you, because there was no way that you could make fun of God like that.
这也是为什么依照当时候的律法，他们可以将你处死，当你表明自己是神。
But that's exactly what Jesus claimed to be. He claimed to be the truth.
但这其实也是耶稣在这边所说的，他说他自己就是真理。
That means everything he said was right.
意思就是凡他所说的都是正确的。
Everything Jesus did was right.
每件他所做的事也都是正确的。
Everything Jesus thought was right.
他的思想是正确的。
His whole life was a representation of God himself.
耶稣的一生，他的行事为人都是显明上帝。
Did you know that Jesus tells the truth about you also?
你知道吗？耶稣也说了一些真理是关于我们的。
There's one time when me and my sister were talking about my little nephews.
有一次我跟我的姐姐在讲我们的一个外甥。
And my little nephew overheard that we were talking about him.
而他听到我们在谈论。
And he asked us, what are you saying about me?
他就问我们说 你在说什么呢？
And he thought that we were saying bad things about him.
他以为我们在讲他的坏话。
But we actually were saying very good things about him, how he was very smart.
但其实我们是在赞美他，认为他有非常的聪明。
And he was very happy when we told him that we were talking about how smart he was.
而当他知道我们在说他有多聪明的时候，他非常高兴。
Now, wouldn't you like to know what God thinks about you?
我们希望知道上帝是怎么样看我们的吗？
Let me tell you what God thinks about you.
让我们一起来看看上帝是怎么看我们。
Did you know that Jesus is telling the truth when he tells you, when he says that you're valuable?
耶稣说了一些真理，他说耶稣说你是有价值的。
In that verse, it says that you are more valuable than even the sparrows.
耶稣在这里说你是贵重的，你比飞鸟贵重。
Jesus is telling you the truth when he says that you're a child of God when you believe. Or, I'm sorry, Jesus is telling you the truth when he says that you're forgiven of your sins when you confess them before God.
当耶稣说你在神面前认自己的罪，你可以得到赦免，他是在说一个真理。
Jesus is telling the truth when he says that you're a child of God when you believe.
当耶稣说若你相信我，你是我的孩子的时候，他也是在说一个真理。
Jesus is telling you the truth when he says that you are loved and chosen by God.
当耶稣说上帝爱你，他拣选你，他是在说一个真理。
All of these Jesus says about you.
这里所说的每一句话关于你的。
Now sometimes when I look at this list, I don't think that some of these are true sometimes.
每一句这些刚刚说的话都是事实，但当我看刚刚的这些句子的时候，有时候我会有所怀疑。
Sometimes I don't feel very valuable.
因为有些时候我并没有真的认为自己有那么有价值。
Sometimes when I confess my sins, I don't feel like I'm forgiven.
有的时候当我跟神认罪的时候，我没有感觉到上帝已经饶恕我。
Sometimes when Jesus says I'm a child of God, I don't actually feel like I'm part of the family.
当上帝说我是神的儿女的时候，但有时候我并没有感受到我是神家里的一份子。
Sometimes when Jesus says that I'm loved and chosen by him, I don't feel loved sometimes.
当上帝说耶稣爱你，有的时候我没有感受到爱。
But Jesus is the truth, and everything he says about you is true.
但耶稣是真理，所以每一句他所说的话都是真理。
And my question to you is, do you believe what Jesus says about you?
所以我在这里也问大家，你们认为耶稣在这里所说关于你的话是事实吗？是真理吗？
Even if you don't feel these things, these are what Jesus says about you.
尽管可能我们的感受没有感受到，但这些都是事实。
Second, Jesus says that he claims to be the life.
再来，耶稣也说他自己是生命。
Jesus, what is this life that Jesus is talking about?
这里所说的生命是什么呢？
In the context of talking about the way being the way to the house of God or heaven, I believe that Jesus is talking about eternal life.
从上下文，耶稣说到自己是通往上帝家的道路。我相信在这边所说的生命指的是永生。
This is the life that we will experience after we die, on this life.
永生是我们在世上的人，每一个人都要经历的，在我们今生的年岁过去之后。
Jesus is talking about eternal life, the natural overflow of following the way.
而永生是那在我们今生的生命过去之后自然会流入的。
This eternal life is the life after this one where we will have new bodies without any sickness, without any pain, without any crying.
永生就是我们在地上的年岁过去之后的一个状态，在永生当中我们有一个新的身体。
It will be a life where we will be led by Jesus himself on a brand new earth.
在那个新天新地，耶稣带领我们。
We will be enjoying God in the presence of God and doing meaningful work under the leadership of Jesus.
我们会享受上帝的同在并且在耶稣基督的带领下做有意义的工作。
This is what Jesus means when he says that he's the life.
这是耶稣说他自己是生命的意思。
We have access to heaven when we follow him.
我们可以去到天堂跟永生有所联系，当我们通过耶稣基督。
And Jesus said all this to his disciples' troubled hearts.
而耶稣对这些门徒的忧虑，他这样的回应。
They were worried and they were concerned and they were heavy-hearted.
这些门徒们，他们有焦虑，他们很担心，他们心中也有重担。
Are you feeling this way today? Are you feeling troubled?Or are you feeling worried? Or are you feeling heavy-hearted?
今天你的心里是不是也有这些忧愁、忧虑呢？
Are you feeling overwhelmed by work?
你觉得你的工作、忙碌的生活压得你喘不过气来吗？
Are you feeling too busy?
你觉得自己太忙碌吗？
Are you worried about your future?
你为自己的未来感到担心吗？
Maybe you're worried about the future of your family.
或许你对你的家庭的未来感到担心。
When you turn on the TV, are you saddened by everything you see on TV?
当你打开电视的时候，当你看到一些新闻报道的时候，会不会感到难过，有重担呢？
Are you confused by a difficult family relationship or maybe a friendship?
在人际的关系、家庭关系当中，你有没有感到紧张或是不知所措吗？
Do you have a heavy heart because of some sadness or some pain?
有没有一些痛苦或者是一些悲剧让你的内心感到忧伤呢？
Maybe you're like me and you're struggling with a chronic disease in your body.
或许你跟我一样，你的身体的健康有一些的问题。
Are you troubled in any way today?
有任何的事情使你忧愁吗？
If yes, then take Jesus' words to heart.
如果你的回答是肯定的，把耶稣的话相信的耶稣的话，把他的话读进你的心里去。
It's John chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled.
在约翰福音的十四章一节讲到，你们心里不要忧愁。
Okay, here. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Why should you trust in Jesus?
为什么我们可以相信耶稣基督呢？
Because he is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life.
因为耶稣是道路，他是真理，他是生命。
His way is the way to eternal life.
他的道路是把我们指向永生。
Jesus came to earth out of obedience to his Father. He sacrificed himself for the payment of our sins.
为着顺服父神，他来到地上来牺牲他自己。
And we can be forgiven, and we can have a right relationship with God again if we believe.
而通过他的救赎我们可以重新跟上帝建立和好的关系。
Then after we put our trust in him, we can rest on his truth about us.
而当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们可以在他的里面得着安息。
You are valuable.
你是有价值的。
You're forgiven of your sins.
上帝会饶恕你的罪。
You're part of the family. You're his child.
你是上帝家中的一份子。
You are loved by him.Deeply.
上帝深深的爱你。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe in Jesus.
你的心里不要忧愁，相信上帝，也相信耶稣基督。
So if any of you are troubled or worried or anxious about anything, I want to pray for you today.
所以如果你心里有任何的忧虑挂心的事，我在这里要为你们来祷告。
Can we pray together?
让我们一起来祷告。